This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I have some stunning analysis for you today. I think you'll agree. The real reason why social media and tech giants are censoring conservatives and libertarians. The real reason. It's not just because they hate conservative speech. It's not because they disagree even with conservative or libertarian speech. The real reason is because they know that most people inside are actually libertarians at heart. Liberty is popular. People love liberty. It's a natural state of things. It's a natural idea. And they know that if they allow libertarian-oriented content to connect with people through Facebook or through YouTube or Google, whatever, that people will wake up and stop voting for Democrats and start voting for more conservatives and more libertarians. Again, because libertarian ideals are natural. Let me give you a perfect example of this that you will probably absolutely agree with. And that is medical marijuana, access to natural botanical medicine. Now, this is an idea that leftists love. And if you talk to them about medical marijuana or even recreational weed, they will say, yeah, the government should not be in our business. The government shouldn't criminalize this plant. You know, the government shouldn't tell us what we can and cannot do in terms of medicine or even recreational activities. And guess what? All those arguments are conservative / libertarian arguments. Those are not progressive arguments. Even though medical marijuana is a favorite of the left today, those arguments are rooted in conservative and libertarian ideals. Think about it. Big government leftism is about telling you what you can't do. Big government is about putting taxes on your soda, you know, soda taxes and sin taxes. Big government is about controlling your life, controlling what you think, controlling what you eat, limiting your access, limiting your options, funneling you into only the monopolistic things that the left-wing government wants you to do. That's what the left is all about. That's progressivism. That's liberalism. That's socialism, even communism. But having freedom, it's a conservative / libertarian idea. And yet, see, so many so-called leftists today who hate Trump and they think they're Democrats, if you really get down to it, they love the idea of liberty. How do you know? Ask them about raw milk. Ask them about food freedom. Ask them about raw water, even, or medical marijuana. And they will tell you, their answers will tell you that they are libertarians at heart. Even ask them about abortion. And let's not talk about for a minute, you know, the truth that it's another living being inside that person. To the left, their abortion rights are to them a liberty-oriented idea, which is government, keep your hands off our bodies. Government can't tell us what to do, what not to do. We own our own bodies. We can make our own decisions. Now, what they're missing, of course, is the government's responsibility to protect the lives of the unborn children, which is a different debate. And you know, you can debate that whether it's third trimester or not and so on, but that's not the point of this. What I'm saying is that even the abortion rights push by the left is rooted in an idea that they see as liberty-oriented, which is government, keep your hands off our bodies. You see, so this is the real reason. Facebook can't let conservatives succeed with popular websites, because if they did, people would realize they're actually kind of conservative or libertarian in many ways. Here's another great example. Right now, after the Republican tax cut that happened, which was huge, there are companies all across America that are giving their employees $1,000 bonuses or even more than $1,000 in a bonus. Apple is one of them. AT&T, I think Comcast did it. Many smaller companies too. And Apple just announced they're going to be investing a huge amount because they're repatriating all this offshore money because the GOP lowered the corporate tax rate. And by the way, I predicted this. I have another podcast where I predicted exactly this. This is why the stock market crash will be postponed for maybe a couple of years. We'll see. Because Apple just said they're going to reinvest $350 billion in the U.S. economy over the next few years. I think they said 5 years. This is because they're able to repatriate money. I think they paid, I don't know what it was exactly, $35 billion in taxes in order to bring back in $350 billion in investments, something like that. Maybe that, I don't have the numbers quite right, but basically, because the GOP lowered the corporate tax rates, companies that had offshored all this money were able to pay a little bit of tax and bring all this money back to the U.S. And now, what is Apple doing? They're hiring 20,000 people to run tech support from the U.S. That's 20,000 jobs. They're going to be hiring mostly probably liberals and progressives, by the way, because they'll probably set this up in California or something. And so all those liberals and progressives are benefiting financially from the GOP tax cut. And they are going to take more money home. And all these people that got paycheck bonuses, they're going to have more money in their pockets. They are benefiting. And you know what? At the end of the day, a lot of them are going to say, yeah, the government shouldn't take our money. We should have more money on our paycheck. We should have more money in our pockets that we earned. But liberalism and leftism is about taking your money, confiscating your money, and sending it to Washington to let bureaucrats waste it with fraud and abuse and welfare handouts to people who frankly don't deserve the money because they didn't earn it. That's liberalism. Taking money you earned and giving it to somebody who didn't earn it. And you know what? That's offensive to people when they really think about it. Most people, again, inside are actual libertarians or conservatives. They believe that they should have the right to keep what they earn. That's a conservative idea. By the way, let me do an interruption here to plug my store, which is really the sponsor of all this, healthrangerstore.com. Over 600 products for healthy living, organics, superfoods, green living products for your home like laundry detergent, dishwashing detergent, all lab tested and verified, ultra clean stuff. Super clean, tested for low heavy metals, tested for pesticides, tested for label compliance, microbiology, and more. We do more scientific testing of our products than anybody in the world selling these products. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. All right, now, concluding this talk about freedom and liberty. This is also why the media has to keep pushing so much hatred toward Trump, because they have to have people, they have to indoctrinate people to have a knee-jerk reaction against conservative ideas by hating someone, hating Trump. This is the object of their hate right now. They don't want you to think about Trump's policies or Trump's accomplishments. For example, did you know that the unemployment rate has now plummeted to the lowest level in America since 1978? Yes. Generations ago. Almost. I mean, practically two generations ago, or at least getting there. The lowest unemployment rate in recent memory all across America right now, because of this GOP tax cut, because of the Trump administration's ability to create optimism in small businesses and hiring practices all across the country. Unemployment has plummeted. Stock market is super high, probably too high actually, but it's still going up. I mean, the economy is in great shape right now, and yet the media doesn't want people to think about those facts. They want people to think that, oh, they hate Trump, so don't pay any attention to his policies. And sometimes you'll see comedians on TV, well, on YouTube, I mean, who will go out and they'll introduce some policies to like some college campus kids. And they'll say, oh, these are Bernie Sanders policies. What do you think about them? And the college kids love them. They think it's awesome. Oh, man, people get to keep more of what they earn. Enhanced child tax credit, more savings for families. That's awesome. And then they're told, oh, by the way, these are Trump's policies, not Bernie Sanders. And then the college students hate it. Oh, it's Trump's policies. It must be awful. You see, if they have a chance to think rationally about the policies and the laws that are being passed and so on, then they love what Trump is doing. They love the fact that they have jobs with Apple. They love all this stuff. But you know, the media can't let people think rationally, so they have to push hatred, hatred, hatred all the time to avoid bringing out the inner conservative in people that wants more liberty and smaller government. So that's the real reason for censorship. So thanks for listening. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. You can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. And I'm also at naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.